Living your human design, every aspect of your human design in your business is the key to scaling your business without burning out. Welcome to the first episode of Unjaded. We're going to get down and dirty with your human design as it relates to your business. Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in. Human design has gotten really popular all of a sudden. It's like the newest fad, even though it's not new and even though it's not a fad. Human design is the blueprint, the design of how you are here to show up in your life, your relationships, and your business. The Unjaded podcast is all about learning how to truly stand in your gifts and forget all of the ways that you've been conditioned to believe that you're just not quite right. You know those quirks that make you you? We want more of those from you in your business, not less. We want you to show up in all of your glory, warts and all. Unjaded is mostly me, Vicki Dixon, with a few guests peppered in who are using their human design and business to do all kinds of incredible things on their way to building and scaling their business. We're going to do deep dives into bigger issues from time to time, but mostly you can expect a weekly episode. And I say mostly because I'm a manifesting generator living completely in my human design. So don't expect me to always stay on schedule. I promise I'm going to help you do the same thing in your own business, to show up only as you're designed to and to forget all the should-dos and have-tos and must-do-it-this-ways. Just this morning, I was speaking with a colleague about her lack of consistency in her social media content and her emails. Now, I don't think that's a problem. The problem is that she's beating herself up about it continually. She's a generator in her human design, and she's actually stopping herself from creating content in response or in the moment because she should, and I'm putting that in air quotes, be scheduling things out strategically instead. As a generator, she's most magnetic when she's creating content in response to other things that are happening in her life. That's where she's the most magical. That's where she'll draw the right people to her. So if we could just all agree right now to banish one word from our vocabulary, let it be should. I want you to stop shoulding all over yourself. On the Unjaded podcast, you'll learn how to look at things you've always been told are wrong with you as your gifts. I have a friend who always says, if it's always been with you, it's your gift. And that's the thing that happens, right? We come into the world as children with all of these beautiful gifts and we express them so freely and so fully. And very often well-meaning people in our lives kind of squish us under their thumb. Can't show that part of yourself in public. You must do it this way. You need to be this. You need to be that. You shouldn't be that. Be more of this. Do it this way. And it's not that they're bad. It's that they're trying to help us fit. When really, the thing that makes us fit the most is our neurodiversity, is the way that we are different. Every week on the Unjaded podcast, we're going to go into different areas of your human design. Think all of the nuances, all of the little crooks and crevices of your human design. This is going way deeper than type. So many times I hear people using their human design as a labeling system or as an excuse for bad behavior. I'm a generator, so I just get frustrated and quit. I'm a projector, so I'm tired all the time. I'm a reflector, so I talk a lot. On this podcast, we're going to bring human design to life, to real life. I'll share stories of real entrepreneurs, real women, living real lives, building real businesses, scaling themselves up. If we've never met, allow me to share a little bit about me and how I show up in business. I've been an entrepreneur for my entire life. I started sewing Barbie doll clothes with Kleenexes when I was 5 years old and trying to sell them to the little boys we played with from across the street. It didn't go well. I needed some help with my marketing. But for over 3 decades, I've been an entrepreneur. My ventures have included retail stores, online shops, monetized communities, direct sales, coaching, and consulting. I've literally done it all. For the last decade or so, I've been in the holistic health space, helping women at midlife to live full out, feeling vibrant and on purpose. But there was always this missing link, right? Women would come to me for hormone help or for weight loss. God help us with the weight loss. But it was never about the food. It was never about the weight. It was always something underneath. It was unfulfilled expectations, lack of purpose, not understanding why they were here and what they were here to do. and at the same time feeling like they were running out of time to do it. That was always the goal, and human design gave me the tool that I needed to really help women to find their magic, to really help them to uncover their purpose and their gifts and start living full out, no matter what weight they were at, no matter what their hormones were doing, no matter what their liver was doing, didn't matter. They could be on purpose every day by aligning with their design. So you may look at that long list of all of the businesses that I've been involved in over 30 years and think she's all over the place. And believe me, that's one of the things that I used to think was wrong with me. I now understand that as a manifesting generator, that's how I'm designed to show up in the world. I'm designed to master something and move on to something else and master that and move on to something else. Not just because I'm a manifesting generator, that actually lives in quite a few places in my chart. And you have places that show us how you're designed to show up. And oftentimes, those are the places that you've most often been told that you're wrong, that it can't be done that way. Yet you keep getting sucked back into trying it again because it's you, it's who you are at your core. What I want to encourage you to do on Unjaded is to allow yourself to play in your genius. Stop stomping out your fire, trying to be strategic, trying to be professional, trying to be more serious in your business. Yes, professionalism has its place. Yes, seriousness has its place. I understand that we need to be professional, but we can do that while we honor who we came here to be. I want you lit up and on fire every single day when you step into your work space to create something magical for your clients. I want you to feel so aligned with your business that you crave spending time in it. I want you to have a business that fits seamlessly into your life so that there's no separation for you. None of that push me, pull me between self-care, family care, and your business. You are who you are. That is your gift. This podcast will instill the confidence you need to stand fully in those gifts as you're designed to, period. If that sounds good to you, stick around. We're going to be diving into different places of human design every week, and we'll learn to apply these pieces in your life, your relationships, and your business. In the first few episodes, we'll go into why truly living your human design makes life magical, and we'll dive into each human design type and strategy individually. What happens after that is anyone's guess. It will be value-packed, often story-based. I share with permission stories of my clients because that is the best way for us all to learn, and the stories are always real. I'm excited for our journey, and I hope that you are too. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to scale your business according to your human design so that you don't burn out or lose yourself in the process. If you have a human design question, please send me a DM on Instagram and I'll answer it in one of the episodes. There's a link in the show notes to download your human design chart for free on my website at vickidixon.com. Let's do this.